And welcome back to Your Best Year Starts Here. Another episode, another Neil and another Nigel. It's the same ones.
Perhaps the best is this one.
And if you're still here, still listening to us, it means you're obviously not sick of us yet.
And you know what? Feeling good, feeling pumped up. Iron's worked, lots of energy, and my performance this week has been unreal.
Good. Good. Especially after, you know, our little conversation in last week's episode about how it wasn't, right?
And you know, it's not even just so much it wasn't. It was, I was so depleted of energy that I genuinely thought I wasn't going to make it. Not make it ever, but I genuinely thought this just could be the moment where my body just gives way. And this week, after recovering, after having a massive iron infusion, I'm up for it. And the feedback this week has been unbelievable. Even though I'm delivering some of the same stuff, and I did my first presentation skills day for a long time, and I was, you know, 6.5 hours with existing clients, and the difference, I could just feel it, which just goes to prove that when you're on it, you're on it, and when you're not, you're not. And we should just learn to listen to our bodies, what we said last week.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, you know.
But I learned even bigger than that.
Go on, then.
You know, and we've shared about this before, which is, you know, say no to the good so you can say yes to the great. The moment I started saying no to a few people, some phenomenal opportunities have come in. Whereas when you're not feeling great, you say yes to things because you think nothing else is going to come in. And this week I've probably said no more to stuff I didn't want to do, even though I'm away for a lot of April in the States, and I'm not really back till the beginning of May, that I've got lots of opportunities. And I've said more no this week than I think probably in a year or 2 years, and more stuff have come in. And it's about having faith and trust that you don't have to say yes to everything.
It's interesting. It's something that comes up quite often for me when I'm working with clients, you know, kind of one-to-one coaching, stuff like that, looking at how are people spending their time / investing their time / using their time. You know, very often the thing that's stealing the time the most is the one that basically you just need to say no to. And I know it's like super simple. It's super like obvious. It's staring you in the face. Yeah, I know if I say no to that, I'll have more time. So why don't we do it?
Well, there's two reasons why we often do it. We're nervous is something that was going to come in. And then we try and see if we can make things happen. I promise you that, you know, we've spoken about gut diaries before. I know within seconds whether it can't happen. And because I'm now in year 25 or year 26, I've got a gut reaction, gut diary. I've got a history that says these things that I start arguing about and I start negotiating with, then I start lowering fees, at the end of the day, either never come off or something else gets in the way and a much better opportunity comes. And sometimes we just have to learn, and we've said this before, to trust ourselves, the universe will find us.
Yep.
You have to put yourself out there, but the universe will find us.
Yep.
But when you're low on sales and you're low on self-esteem, we're so grabby for what could be that we're scared of saying no. And I promise you, when I used to run a speaker's boot camp, we used to say to people, don't come and ask me for support until you've had 50 no's. So you're asking people for support and they'll say no, but you've got to put yourself out there. So you will get rejected. You will put your fees up. You will have people saying no, but the right people will say yes, but you have to have enough faith. And if everyone's saying yes, these are too low. And if everyone's saying yes, your power's being taken by them and you're not in control. And even today when I was doing presentation skills, I said, if you're waiting for their approval to make you feel good, they hold the power. And I'm not prepared to let my clients do that anymore, because we won't always be phenomenal. We won't always be perfect. But I've got a good track record. My clients like me. I get rebooked a lot. And even with my grandchildren, you know, I've got these three little men who come into my life. They don't always have to love me every time. They like their nana better. And I'm okay with that. They don't have to approve you 24/7. Because underneath all of that, they know what support looks like. They know what good looks like.
Mm. Do you know, I don't think it's necessarily even just in like a sales situation, though. You know, what you've just talked about there is primarily, you know, kind of saying yes to clients that aren't necessarily the right clients. But sometimes it's not even clients, is it? Sometimes it's a request from someone on your team. Sometimes it's a request from, you know, a supplier. It can be anybody that you interact with, where part of you is going, I know I need to say no to this because I have to focus on this other thing, but I don't want to let them down. And I think for me, I think quite often the thing that I pick up from other people is the, I don't want to let anyone down. Well, guess what? If you say yes and you can't commit fully, you're letting them down and yourself. And you're letting down the thing that you are saying no to by saying yes to that, because you can't actually say yes to all of it and deliver it all properly. So it's that sort of knock-on effect that says, well, hang on, instead of doing two things incredibly well, I'm going to do three things average, which means I let down all three.
But letting yourself down, the ripple effect is horrific, because then you lose trust in yourself. You then don't know what you should be saying yes to. And what everyone should do is look at their diary over the last 3 or 4 weeks and look at where was their attention, where were the results. And sometimes, even though I hate looking backwards, there are times where that reference point is to say, where was my attention? What were the results like? What were the referrals like? What were the recommendations like? What was the ongoing work? And where did I say no? And how bad has it affected me? Because very often when you say no, you get a self-esteem boost. Because what you're actually doing is being controlled to say, you know what? I love what you've asked me to. Because we've had this before where I get asked to do lots of charity gigs. And I've still got a high maintenance wife, and I've still got kids with credit cards, and I've now got 3 grandchildren. There's only so much I can do to support other people. So I'll do charity work, and I'll do some stuff lower than my normal fee. But at some point, I'm saying, I'm really glad you've asked. I'm really empowered and inspired. But I've done my allocation for this year. Delighted to put in for next year. And most of the time, they'll say yes. Because there's only so many discounts you can give people, and there's only so many favors you can do for people. You know, no different whether your kids or friends say, do you mind picking me up on the way somewhere? Well, there are times, yeah, I do. You know, we have weddings. We have a lot of weddings this year for some strange reason. We've got 4 weddings and a bar mitzvah instead of 4 weddings and a funeral. as well. But there are times where people say, you know, it's great if you and your brother can be there and your son, because that's 3 people and we need 10 men to start a service. Well, I'm not picking people up. I've got my own stuff to deal with. But when you're feeling good about yourself, you can say no with power. And when you're feeling bad about yourself, you then try and bend to make them like you even more, and it might make you feel better. But I've done these trips where I go half an hour on my way, and then I think, why have I done this? What was I looking for? And often it's validation and acceptance from other people to make you feel good. I don't need any more acceptance. I think I'm okay on that department now.
I think, you know, if we go back to your point around, you know, lowering fees to win business and all of that kind of stuff as well, kind of picking up on that, you know, use the word discount a minute ago, and that always makes me shake. It always gives me like hives. Like, I'm uncomfortable with that word. I don't like it. Because for me, that's almost discounting the value. You know, I understand sometimes you might have to flex on the price, but there's a difference between the price and the value. And my experience says people that are always trying to get, you know, discounts on something, they're discounting the value of what it is they're actually investing in anyway, and they're not taking it seriously. They're not, you know, they're not as committed to the process or the product or the service that they're actually spending their money on, because the goal is just, how do I get this done on the cheap and get it out the way, rather than how do I do it properly?
Well, look, you know, I'm going to share something which I may have said before. I've just been asked to speak at a conference, and they've told me there's not much in the budget. And I said, how many teas and coffees are you doing? I want to get paid the same as the bagels and the coffee.
Yep.
Because there's enough money in the budget for that. So what you're saying is, tea and coffee is more important than me. Well, that isn't going to work for me. And I think you'll find for most people, if people want to pay for the right thing, they'll find a budget. And if they don't, they won't. And I have to learn, and we all have to learn, at some point, there is a walkaway position. And my walkaway position is when the bagels and the muffins are getting paid more than me.
Do you know what? It's a really good. It's a really good point. And I think, you know, in terms of this episode, this is a good place to have a walkaway position. But I think the question on it is, you know, what's the equivalent of your bagels, muffins, teas, coffees? What's the thing that actually the value is way lower than you, but you're letting it get paid more? We'll leave you on that thought. Your best year, it starts right here.